and welcome to another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, and I've got a great lineup for you today. A little bit of Alan Jackson and some Joe Walsh and Longview, the Band of Rooks. We've got Max Silverstein, a few people you may not know much about, and I think you're going to enjoy their music, though. But we're going to start off with a track from Alicia Nugent. And this is called My First Mistake. Alicia's been singing bluegrass music all her life. Started singing as a little girl with her dad's Louisiana bluegrass band. And this is from a Rounder LP called Alicia Nugent. And she's doing the lead vocals. She's got Carl Jackson playing guitar and banjo and doing some harmony. Ben Isaacs on bass, Aubrey Haney on fiddle, Ronnie Mercurio on mandolin, Randy Cause on dobro, and Larry Caudle doing some harmony vocal too. And it was produced by Carl Jackson. You can't get a better bluegrass pedigree than that. Let's listen to Alicia Nugent. Back in 2013, Alan Jackson did a bluegrass album, and one of the top country singers always has a great way with a song. He wrote all the music, he got himself a great bluegrass band together, and a few tracks I'm going to play during the show will show you how good a result he got. Here's one called Appalachian Mountain Girl, Alan Jackson.
Flowing evergreens that cap the ridge on high. They're green-eyed mountain girl that stole my heart one night. She loved me like I'd never known and cast me down below to never feel her touch again or taste that mountain snow. That Appalachian mountain girl that haunts me from above, my heart will never beat the same without her mountain love. Dreaming about her, then walk the floor till morning comes in hopes she will return. That Appalachian mountain girl that haunts me from above, my heart will never beat the same without her mountain love. I can smell the flowers that had lined the road that led me to this hill. That Appalachian mountain girl that haunts me from above, my heart will never beat the same without her mountain love. Me from above, my heart will never beat the same without her mountain love.
Jackson, and that was taken from the Bluegrass album that he did in 2013. Fine sounding music there, and Alan wrote the song. Good song. Well, way back in the 1960s, 1970s, I was part of a band called the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band. Many of you regular listeners will know that. And we were doing some pretty good bluegrass music. We got records from the USA and we practiced hard and we put the sounds together and really enjoyed ourselves traveling around the country and playing concerts. We had a pretty good vocal trio, Alan Rhodes on guitar and usually the lead vocal, Lindsay Bodoni on the baritone vocal, Holden playing double bass, and David Calder on tenor harmony and playing mandolin. I played banjo, and Colleen Trenwith played fiddle. Colleen Bain, as she was in, played fiddle. And we came up with songs like this. With thanks to the Greenbrier Boys, we were quite imitative in many ways. When we heard a good song on record, we thought we could do that. And we learned it. And this was taken from the Greenbrier Boys with Frank Wakefield as part of the band. And the song's called Train That I Ride.
The train that I ride is going to Harlem. Train that I ride is going to Harlem. I'm here today, gonna be home tomorrow. No more will I roam, no more will I wander. No more will I roam, no more will I wander. The early morning train will take me down yonder. The train that I ride is going to Harlem. Train that I ride is going to Harlem. I'm here today, gonna be home tomorrow. I've been in this town for 10 years of sorrow. I've been in this town for 10 years of sorrow. The early morning train will leave here tomorrow. The train that I ride is going to Harlem. Train that I ride is going to Harlem. I'm here today, gonna be home tomorrow. The train that I ride is going to Harlem. Train that I ride is going to Harlem. I'm here today, gonna be home tomorrow.
Well, we did sound young, didn't we? I'm not sure that I can play banjo that fast these days. But that was Train That I Ride from the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band. Here's Alan Jackson again. I'll tell you, his band had Scott Coney playing acoustic guitar, Adam Steffi on mandolin, Tim Crouch on fiddle, Tim Dishman on bass, Rob Ikes on dobro, and Sammy Sheila on banjo, Don Rigsby and Ronnie Bowman doing the background vocals. What a lineup. And but Alan wrote some great songs, and here's one of them. I really enjoy this one. It's called Ain't Got Trouble Now. Alan Jackson from the Bluegrass album.
The girl I love, she sure was pretty, but always running around. Finally ran off with a boy from the city, and I ain't got trouble now. I ain't got trouble now. No, I ain't got trouble now. I had it before and I'll have some more, but I ain't got trouble now. Breaking my back for the meanest man in town. Today I walked out and I ain't going back, and I ain't got trouble now. I ain't got trouble now. No, I ain't got trouble now. I had it before and I'll have some more, but I ain't got trouble now. Tires always breaking down. Been walking every day since it caught on fire, and I ain't got, I
got trouble now. No, I ain't got trouble now. I had it before and I'll have some more, but I ain't got trouble now. Now I got no ride, I got no money, and there ain't no girls in this town. But the whiskey goes down smooth as honey, and I ain't got trouble now. I ain't got trouble now. No, I ain't got trouble now. I had it before and I'll have some more, but I ain't got trouble now. I ain't got trouble now. No, I ain't got trouble now. I had it before and I'll have some more, but I ain't got trouble now. I ain't got trouble now. No, I ain't got trouble now. Had it before and I'll have some more, but I ain't got trouble now.
Ain't Got Trouble Now by Alan Jackson. Good song, and I enjoy listening to him sing it. He does nice arrangements of the bluegrass tunes, swapping the instrumental parts around a little bit and integrating them slightly differently from the usual bluegrass format. And I think Alan has added a real nice bluegrass album to his repertoire. Enjoy that very much. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith. We're sponsored by Shearer's Music Works, a big music store in Hamilton, New Zealand, which is where this program comes from, and a very helpful staff who know all about the instruments and the music. They're all musicians themselves, and if you go in there to get a banjo or a guitar or a fiddle or a keyboard or a set of drums or some strings or parts, they'll be able to help you. They know what you're looking for, and their advice is always good. Shearers have been part of the Hamilton music scene since the 1950s. In fact, before the store was opened, Andy Shearer was a piano player around Hamilton, one of our best known piano players probably, and he opened the store and was always a part of the music scene here, and Shearers still are, and I'm delighted that they're sponsoring Back Porch Bluegrass. What are we going to hear? We're going to hear Joe Walsh. Just a year or so ago, he toured New Zealand with a trio, and Joe Walsh is a mandolin player and worked with the Gibson Brothers and plays some fine music. And here's a tune from his album. The album is called Borderland, and the tune and instrumental is called Pogo Big. Different sort of name, isn't it? Thank you. pogoed big pretty well. That was Joe Walsh on mandolin, Courtney Hartman on guitar, Carl Doty on bass, and Bruce Molsky on fiddle, as far as I can make out. Sounded to me like there were two fiddles in there. Bruce might have played them both, or Brittany Haas might have played the other fiddle. And that was a great tune from Joe Walsh from the album Borderland. Here's Longview with James King doing the lead vocals on a tune called High Lonesome.
High in a tree on the top of the hill, by the light of the lonesome old moon, I hear the call of the lone whippoorwill singing his mournful tune. And it's high lonesome, high lonesome, heartbroken and blue. And it's high lonesome, just like I'm lonesome for you. Way off in the night blows a lone freight train, with the roar and the rumble of wheels. And my poor heart is breaking with every refrain, 'cause it sounds like the way I feel. And it's high lonesome, heartbroken and blue. And it's high lonesome, just like I am lonesome for you. Think of the sweet love we knew. Do you ever get lonesome the way I am now? Little darling, I'm lonesome for you. And it's high lonesome, high lonesome, heartbroken and it's high lonesome, just like I am lonesome for you. Little darling, I'm lonesome for you.
Lonesome, and that was James King singing with Longview there, and a great song. Heather album came out on the Rebel label called The Band of Rooks, and what a fine album it is. Brian Fesler on banjo, Ronnie Bowman on bass, Kenny Smith on guitar, and Don Rigsby on mandolin. Oh, they do such a good job. And throughout the year or so that I've had this, probably haven't had it a year yet, this album, I think I've played every track on it. I just really enjoy their approach to bluegrass music. And I'm going to play you two songs from this album, My Old Tattoo, which is a sort of an amusing take on what are you going to do with the tattoo, you know, now that we're broken up. And I've often wondered that when I look at people who've got someone's name tattooed across their chest or on their arm where it's all visible to see, and then you change partners and you either have to find someone with the same name or you're in trouble. And then a song about moonshining, really called Run Fanny Run. Here's the band of Rooks, that's spelt R-U-H-K-S, which is evidently the old-fashioned spelling of Rooks. We don't have Rooks in New Zealand, so yeah, you can call them what you like, really. Here's the band of Rooks.
How you gonna hide my name? Long sleeve shirts with your makeup on, ain't never gonna hide the shame. You can't cover up an old love, and it costs too much to change. What you gonna do with my old tattoo? How you gonna hide my name? That D-I-V-O-R-C-E slapped me right in the face. Just remember, when you're looking for your new love, you better hope our name's the same. You threw all I own in the front yard, I slowly walked away. Baby, what you gonna do with my old tattoo? How you gonna hide my name?
What you gonna do with my old tattoo? How you gonna hide my name?
Long sleeve shirts with your makeup on, ain't never gonna hide the shame.
You can't cover up an old love, and it costs too much to change. What you gonna do with my old tattoo? How you gonna hide my name?
Party too hard and you have too much to drink. Oh, it's not my fault, you can't wash it off. Should have saved yourself the pain. What you gonna do with my old tattoo? How you gonna hide my name?
What you gonna do with my old tattoo? How you gonna hide my name?
Long sleeve shirts with your makeup on, they never gonna hide the shame.
What you gonna do with my old tattoo? How you gonna hide my name? What you gonna do with my old tattoo
when you try to find somebody new?
What you gonna do with my old tattoo? How you gonna hide my name?
Hi, this is John Kanowski from Awonga, California. And you are listening to Back Porch Bluegrass with your host, Paul Trenworth.
Corn is cooking in the pot, it's time to stoke that fire. Whiskey's filling up the jar, moonshine's getting higher. The revenuer's on the prowl, he'll catch us if he can be. Let's get out while the getting's good, there ain't no use to stand here. days are done. Run, Fanny, run. I know he's looking for her still, that noble Sheriff Lawson. Down at Ivor Johnson. Run, Fanny, run. Run, Fanny, run. Revenue's coming. Whiskey days are done. Run, Fanny, run. In the mist, and Fanny, I ain't lying. Throw that shotgun on the ground, this ain't no time for dying. Run, Fanny, run. Run, Fanny, run. Revenue's coming, whiskey days are done.
With Run, Fanny, Run there. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass with your host, Paul Trenwith. And I'd like to do a big shout out to the Access Radio listeners throughout New Zealand that are listening to the program, starting in Hamilton, New Zealand, which is where it's aired on Tuesday nights. It goes round all sorts of stations like the Wellington Access Radio, Otago Access Radio, Radio Southland FM, Arrow FM in Wairarapa, Plains FM in Christchurch, Raglan Community Radio, and of course the Access Radio stations in Canada, Prince George in British Columbia, Radio Fanshawe, London, Ontario, Voice of Bombay in Newfoundland, and CFBX in Kamloops, British Columbia. Thank you for airing my program, and I hope you like my take on bluegrass music from way down at the south end of the Pacific Ocean. We share an ocean, but we're at opposite ends of it. And, of course, the people in Bluegrass Planet Radio who listen there, thank you very much. I really appreciate the fact that you listen and sometimes tell me whether I'm doing a good job or a bad job, or whether I'm playing tracks that you enjoy. Thank you very much. I appreciate your input into the show. My email is paultrenwith@gmail.com. That's paultrenwith@gmail.com, and I'm quite happy if you make some comments. You can also download it from accessradio.org, which is the best place because they keep them up there for longer, and you can go anytime and download some of the previous programs. It's available on Free FM 89.0, which is freefm.org.nz, but the programs are only up for a week these days. And you can listen on Spotify or iHeartRadio. Episodes are available for limited periods of time. You just have to get in there and get what you can. So thank you very much. However you're listening, I appreciate the fact that you're enjoying some bluegrass music with me. When Missy Raines toured New Zealand just a few months ago, which is a real treat for us, she had with her a New Zealand fiddle player called George Jackson. George has been a significant part of the bluegrass scene, particularly in Australia, for several years, and he went to the USA to see how he could do there, and he's doing fine, thank you very much. And I have an album from him just called George Jackson, and here's a fiddle tune from it called Lethargy. He's got Innes Campbell playing guitar, Marcus Carlson on double bass, and Mick Patrick on mandolin. They're friends from the band The Company from Brisbane, Australia, and George played a lot of good music with them. George is a fine banjo player as well as a fiddle player, but here he is being a fiddle player and playing Lethargy. George Jackson playing some fiddle tunes for you. Fine fiddle player, and we were delighted to have him revisit New Zealand and play a concert in Hamilton here. Very good. He talked a little bit in the interview with Missy Raines and played some music, but I'd planned on getting an interview with him later on, but it never quite happened. Amazing how that happens, isn't it? I have in my hands an EP from Max Silverstein from Maine. That's about as far as you can get away from New Zealand and still be in the USA. But he looks like he's late teens, early 20s, and is a fine player, plays fiddle, guitar, and on this album. He's doing fiddle, guitar, mandolin, and some harmony vocals. He's got Sten Isaac singing lead, Amanda Kowalski on bass, Ron Cody on banjo, and Loren Rue on fiddle. We're going to hear a couple of tracks from him. One he wrote himself called I'm Headed Back, and then the old Flat and Scrug song We Can't Be Darlings Anymore. Here's Max Silverstein.
Can't be tears, dear. Since you've left this world and gone, but we can never again be darling.
Some classic bluegrass there from Max Silverstein. It's great hearing young people play the music. I really enjoy it. But I also enjoy Dawe Lawson doing gospel music. Here he is, Dawe Lawson, mandolin and baritone vocal. Dale Perry playing bass for a change, not singing bass. Barry Scott doing the guitar and the lead vocals. And Barry Abernethy doing the low tenor vocals. A tune called Seek Ye Out the Old Path. Lovely gospel music here. And after that, we'll have Flat Lonesome with a totally different sort of gospel tune called Casting All Your Cares on Him.
In the book of Jeremiah, chapter 6 and verse 16, it tells us how we need to walk. It's a way that's good and clean. It tells us how we need to live, no matter where we go. If we walk in the old path, we'll find rest for our soul. Seek ye out the old path and walk therein, cried the prophet Jeremiah, but they would not hear him. Seek ye out the old path and walk therein. Stop following after the flesh, stumbling around in sin. Now the old way is a good way, and it's God's way,
and we better walk therein.
There's a man on the inside of everyone that's born again. Live if we'll listen to him. He'll keep us on the old path and we won't go astray. He'll help our lives to be a light for someone that's unsaved.
Seek ye out the old path and walk therein, cried the prophet Jeremiah, but they would not hear him. Seek ye out the old path and walk therein. Stop following after the flesh, stumbling around in sin.
Now the old way is a good way, and it's God's way,
and we better walk therein. Seek ye out the old path and walk therein, cried the prophet Jeremiah,
but they would not hear him. Seek ye out the old path and walk therein. Stop following after the flesh, stumbling around in sin.
He cares for you. Casting all your care on him, he will carry you.
When the wicked path of sin turns into a dead end road, bow your head and pray to him. He will bear your heavy load.
Casting all your care on him, because he cares for you. Casting all your care on him, he will carry you.
When your ship is tossed and you're drifting aimlessly, let go of the sail, let God prevail. He's the master of the sea.
Casting all your care on him, because he cares for you. Casting all your care on him, he will carry you.
Well, thanks very much for listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. Hope you've enjoyed my selections for this week. And join me again next week, however you're doing it, on the radio or as a podcast. I appreciate you listening. See you later.
For you, casting all your care on him, he will carry you. He will carry you.